USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Joe Biden believes he is on track to win the presidency.
And now, after a long night of counting, it's clear that we're winning enough states to reach 270 electoral votes needed to win the presidency.
The former vice president speaking after notching wins in both Michigan and Wisconsin on Wednesday. President Trump is requesting a recount in Wisconsin as the margin of victory is under 1%. Bill Stepien, President Trump's campaign manager, did make a bold prediction on a campaign call regarding Pennsylvania.
We are declaring a victory in Pennsylvania. This is not based on gut or feel. This is based on math. We feel very, very positive that the vice president will again deliver a victory in Pennsylvania.
USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Maine is one of two states, the other being Nebraska, that divides their electoral votes. Joe Biden earning three of Maine's electoral votes, meanwhile President Trump earning one. Also winning in Maine, incumbent Senator Republican Susan Collins.
Thank you so much for that enthusiastic welcome. I have news to report to you. I just received a very gracious call from Sarah Gideon conceding the race. I want to publicly thank Sarah for her call. We had a good talk, and I very much appreciated her taking the time to call.
The United States recorded its second highest total of coronavirus infections with 91,000 new cases in the United States yesterday. 36 states reporting more new cases this week than the previous week. USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Going a little bit more in-depth on the 2020 election and battleground states, Arizona is a state that two news organizations called for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden early Wednesday morning. The Trump administration immediately pushing back on claims that Democrats have won Arizona with over 500,000 votes yet to be counted. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, also believes Arizona is still in play.
I see that as a real possibility. The real question is, how many votes are left to be counted? If it's 300,000 or 500,000? If it ends up to being 500,000, President Trump will carry Arizona. And what I'm seeing, even in our own races there, that there's one race we're behind in, that we will go ahead and we will carry that seat as well. If President Trump carries Arizona, and I believe he will be able to carry Pennsylvania, because I don't believe that's as many votes still left to count inside Philadelphia. If that is the case, that brings him to 280 electoral votes, and he is president for another 4 years.
Nearly 60% of voters in Washington state have approved of a comprehensive sex education plan for public schools. The curriculum starts in kindergarten and continues through high school. The Catholic bishops of Washington had opposed the measure, saying it does not adequately address the complex moral issues tied to human sexuality. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.